riches hidden by Shona.
Yes.
Now I shall begin the transcendental narration of the Lord Shri Krishna and the topics of the birth activities and deliverance of King Pariksit, the sage amongst kings, as well as topics of the renunciation of the worldly order by the sons of Pandu.
The cries are disturbing. How we are?
It's an attitude.
Parikshita atha rajadse janmakarma vilapana sangsya cha panduputranam bhakshi krishna kathodayam. This Srimad Bhagavatam is another Purana history. We have already explained. So sometimes a class of devotees known as Sahajiya, they say that what we have got to do with the narration of Kurukshetra battle. They immediately jump to the Krishna Leela directly with the gopis. And Krishna's activities in other fields, they think it is useless. but that is not the fact. Anywhere Krishna is acting, that is transcendental. The battlefield of Kurukshetra, historical references, description, so superficially it appears that what a devotee has got to do with this battlefield. But battlefield or no battlefield, wherever there is Krishna, that is transcendent. This has to be understood. Otherwise, Sukadeva Goswami, why he should indulge in describing how Uttara's pregnancy was saved by Krishna, how the Brahmastra was thrown by Ashwatthama. So Sukadeva Goswami is a liberated person. Why he should indulge in this material thing? Now, those who are advanced, they know that Krishna's dancing with the gopis, that leela, and Krishna's playing as the leader of the battlefield of Kurukshetra is the same. It is all transcendent. One should not make any distinction between the two. Sangasad Pandaputrana Bhakshe Krishna Kathodayam. Pandaputrana, the Pandaputras or the Pandavas, son of Pandu, they are all devotees. Even their political affairs, because there is connection with Krishna, it is Krishna Katha. Those who are with poor fund of knowledge, directly taking shelter of Krishna, or to take shelter of a pure devotee who is under the shelter of Krishna, Madhas. So, if one takes shelter of a pure devotee, just like electricity, the powerhouse is far away, but the power is coming. Suppose your body is electrified, and if I touch, then my body immediately becomes electrified. And if somebody touches me, then other's body, this is electric. Similarly, one who is pure devotee, he is authorized by Krishna, he is electrified. So if one takes shelter of a pure devotee, then he becomes purified. Yad upasraya sraya siddhanti. That is the statement given by Sukadeva Goswami. How the chandalas can become purified? The example I have already stated, that at the end, Sukadeva Goswami says, Prabha Vishnave Nama. This is the supreme transcendental power of Vishnu. He can do. Sometimes they say that unless the body is changed, how a chandala can become purified? Yes, body is changing. Because we do not know how the body is changing. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tatha dehantara prapti. Dehantara prapti. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi kumara jovanam jara. Tatha. Like that. Tatha means like that. Dehantara prapti. So these are dehantara. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi kumara. Kumara jovanam jara. This is dehantara. Every moment we are changing our body. This is dehantara. Krishna said, the greatest authority, this is the, how you can say that there is no dehantara? Yes, dehantara. Suppose in my childhood I am born in a chandala family. But if by initiation, by taking shelter of a pure devotee, I become initiated. So dehantara is there, going on. So if I take initiation seriously, so in the next dehantara, suppose yesterday I was a chandala, now by this time there is dehantara, and if I am purified by initiation, so this argument, dehantara is already there. Scientifically, in modern understanding, and on the authority of Krishna's statement, dehantara is going on. Not that somebody was European or we take Europeans as mlechas, javanas. Yes, he was yesterday mlechan, javanas. But he has changed his body, and in after changing, if he is initiated, then dehantara siddhanti is purified. Siddhanti. So how this is possible if we cannot understand? Because Lord Vishnu's energy is inconceivable. Inconceivable. Achinta. Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī has discussed. Unless you accept achinta shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you cannot understand. You have to accept. It is achinta, inconceivable, by us. But it is not inconceivable by the advanced devotees or anything being executed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not inconceivable by Him. Sabhavika jnana balakriyata. He is so perfect in knowledge that what we are thinking inconceivable, that is very, very easily done with full knowledge by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is inconceivable by us, it is not inconceivable by Him. Therefore, we have to learn it from tadviddhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti tadjnanam jnanina tattadarjina. We cannot understand directly, it is not possible. So we have to approach tattadarjina. Just like Sukadeva Goswami, tattadarjina. He says, Shuddhanti, yes, he is purified. Although he is born of Kirata, Hunam, the Purindu, Chandala. Chandala is Dijasrashti, Hari Bhakti Parayana. So it is inconceivable by us how a Chandala can be Dijasrashti, more than a Brahmin. It is inconceivable by me. But when we get a statement of the authorities, like Sukadeva Goswami, and above that Krishna, because the conclusion of Krishna and the conclusion of pure devotee like Sukadeva Goswami, they are the same. Just see here, Krishna says, Manghi Pārta Vipāsitya Jīpīśu Pāpa Jonaya Devi Jānti Parāṅgati. Unless one is purified, how he can go to Parāṅgati? And Sukadeva Goswami also says the same thing. Kirāta Hūnāda Pāpajoni. They are Pāpajoni. Siddhanti Prabha Viṣṇave Nama. Simply, we have to go through the process. Otherwise, everything is possible. That is, the omnipotency of Krishna. We use this word, omnipotency, but we do not know actually what is that omnipotency. Omnipotency means he has got diverse energies. That is omnipotence. And we do not know by which energy he is acting in a particular case. But this is a fact that his energy is working. And he says also in the Bhagavad Gita, directly, Maya dhaksena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Maya dhaksena, under my supervision, prakriti is acting. The how prakriti is directed, how Krishna is directing prakriti to make a nice flower. Just like here, that painting flower on the wall, it takes so much time, so much arrangement. Still, it is not as good as a natural flower. Here, you have painted one rose flower, and here are roses. There is art also, and here is art also. Without art, without artistic sense, how these nice things, beautiful things can come in? We find a beautiful flower blown in a plant, we appreciate it. And don't think, as the rascal says, by nature it has come automatically. No! The same energy as you are taking, you are applying your energy to paint a flower on the wall with your paints and brushes. But Krishna is also doing that. But his energy is so inconceivable that we cannot see how he is working, but he is working. Otherwise, why Krishna says, Maya Dhakshina Prakriti? Prakriti is working under my direction. Is it a bluff? No, actually, Prakriti is acting under his direction. It is confirmed in the Brahma Sanghita. Sisti sthiti palaya sadhana shakti rika chai vajasya bhavanani vibhakti durga ichchanu rupam api jasacha cheshtati sa prakriti ichchanu rupam api jasya. That prakriti durga is acting under the direction of Govinda. Ichchanu rupam api jasacha cheshtati sa Govinda madi purusham. The direction is there. Direction is there, actually. But because we cannot conceive the how in this plan the direction of the Supreme Lord is there, so that a nice flower is coming with so beautiful feature. But direction is there, we should know. In ordinarily we say sometimes that not a blade of grass moves without the direction of the Supreme Personality of God. So everything is going on under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Don't think that it is taking automatic. There is no such thing as automatic. But the direction is so quick, so sufficient, and so perfect. Parasa Shakti, Vibhudai Vasriyate, Savabhiti Jnana Balakya. Automatically, immediately. There are so many machines.
Thank God.
The computer. There is machine working. But it is so minute that simply by pushing one button, so many things immediately done. This is a material machine manufactured by a human being. And how much perfect the machine of Krishna will be, just imagine. So this material nature is nothing but machine. It is not God. Those who are with poor fund of knowledge, they are taking directly this material nature as working. No. Material nature has no power to act. It is dull. Here's the same example, the computer. It is a very nice machine, but it cannot work automatically unless an expert pushes the button. So material nature cannot do anything. It is Krishna's direction. When everywhere there is Krishna's direction, one who has got the eyes to see, for him, Krishna kathubodayam. Whatever he sees, he remembers Krishna. Avar jangam jake nadake tar murti, sarvatra sphuraye tar ishtadeva murti. One has to become advanced devotee to understand how Krishna's direction is going on. They can understand. Don't think that things are taking place automatically. Therefore, even in diverse conditions, a devotee does not see that this thing is happening without direction of Krishna. See, even if he is in an adverse condition, he does not feel any pain because he knows that this adverse condition is also under the direction of Krishna. So, I am fully surrendered to Krishna. Why I shall take this adverse condition as not mercy of Krishna? It is also mercy of Krishna. Tatte inukampa susamikshamana bhunyana ivatma kritam vipakam. A devotee is not disturbed by adverse conditions. He takes that this is a gift of Krishna. Tatva tatta tatte anukampa. It is Krishna's mercy. Although I am put into difficulty, it is Krishna's mercy. So anyone who takes in that way, mukti padesa daibha, he is going back to home, back to Godhead, is guaranteed. Because he takes everything as Krishna's mercy. That's like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was so much chastised by his father. You know how he was put into difficulty in so many ways. But he was taking, this is Krishna's mercy. He did not take otherwise. In this way, everywhere there is Krishna's hand. So what to speak of this battlefield or any other thing. So we should not take otherwise, that this is the best part and this is the lowest part. No. Wherever there is Krishna, directly. Krishna is everywhere, but we cannot see. But at least in Mahabharata, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is dealing with the Pandavas, the Krishna's hand is there. That is Krishna's leela. It is not like that. One who is advanced, one who is actually in knowledge, they will take Krishna katho dao. Wherever Krishna's katha is there, it is as good as any other. That is the way. Thank you.